Today's reading is from Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to verse 41. Jesus calms the storm. That day, when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Amen.
Okay, I'm just going to pray for David now as he comes to speak to us. Lord God, we thank you for the gift of Scripture. We thank you for the wonderful stories and poetry, images and lessons that we learn there. We pray for David as he speaks this morning on this subject of Scripture and prayer, that, Lord, you would help us to recognise the riches within Scripture. Be with David as he speaks, Lord. Would you speak through him into our hearts and lives? In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Phil, and good morning to everybody. Before I start, a few words for on this Sunday, exactly 50 years ago, I walked into our parish church of St Andrew's in Starbeck for the 8 a.m. communion service. I was a regular churchgoer in my previous parish of Woodside in Horsforth, not a Christian in the current sense, and newlywed. Ah, those were the days. And home was a former council house in Starbeck after turning down one in Knaresborough and another off Skipton Road in Harrogate. For the next 2 months, I sampled other churches, including Christchurch on the Stray and the two in Knaresborough, but eventually returned here in October and have been a member of the congregation ever since. Starbeck High Street was somewhat different in those days. No takeaways apart from a fish and chip shop. There was a baker's, two banks, two butchers, a newsagent and sweet shop, a hardware shop, a building society, Boots the Chemist and a fresh vegetable shop behind the post office, and a bookies on Campbell Terrace, as well as two small supermarkets. Several years later, I found myself as PCC secretary before Mr. Peake left and Michael Taylor arrived. After a few years, Michael suggested I apply to be a reader, and the rest is history, including a spell as church warden. So, enough about my thumbnail sketch, and on to the subject matter for today. Have you ever had a Bible verse jump off the page at you as you're reading a phrase or words just seem to speak to your heart, unlike any others on the page? Now, one of the favourite methods of studying God's word is experiencing how the Bible is a living text and God can speak through its words to the core of our hearts. And this is called Lectio Divina, Latin for divine reading. It's a way to connect with God's word through prayer. It's sometimes described as reading scripture with the ear of the heart. The Lectio Divina prayer method was founded by St. Benedict and Pope Gregory in the 6th century, although its roots date back to the Christian scholar Origen in the 3rd century. It has been a core part of monastic life for centuries, but has been growing in use outside the monastery too. Over the last century, it has become more widely practiced within the Roman Catholic Church as well as with Protestants. It is a prayer method with deep roots and a powerful connection to God. This form of prayer is different from reading the Bible for study or analysis. Rather, the passage is read as the living word of God, through which he can speak into your heart. So, Lectio Divina is a process of reading, reflecting, responding, and resting in a piece of scripture. It's a way to engage God in a conversation and listen to his words to you. Allow the ear of your heart to listen for God's still small voice. Lectio Divina usually means choosing a small verse of scripture and diving deep into it, soaking in each word and then listening for what God wants you to hear. Sometimes he speaks something related to the scripture, and sometimes the scripture is a spark for something else he wants us to hear. So how can we pray these basic Lectio Divina steps? Lectio Divina is a meditative prayer, allowing God to speak through his living word. It has also been described as a way to feast on God's word. So we'll use that analogy as we walk through the four steps of this prayer. St. John of the Cross explained the four steps of Lectio Divina as seek in reading and you will find in meditation, knock in prayer and it will be open to you in contemplation. So let's go over them again. Read a brief passage of scripture. Take a bite. Reflect and meditate on the word or phrase that caught your heart. Chew it over. Respond in prayer to what God called to your attention. Savor it. Rest in God, contemplating his word to you. Digest. And so prepare your heart for Lectio Divina prayer. So then choose a passage of scripture. For today I will set our reading from Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, Jesus Stills a Storm. You can use any scripture for Lectio Divina. Remember though, this isn't a study exercise, so you don't need a whole chapter or lengthy passage. A short passage or even a single verse or two is sufficient. As you get started, find a comfortable and quiet place to sit. An illustration of a medieval saintly monk. We probably won't be quite as austere as this. Begin to quiet your mind and body, setting aside all the thoughts and to-do lists running through your mind. Open your time of prayer by calling upon the Holy Spirit to guide your reading. An example of an opening prayer could be, come, Holy Spirit, fill the heart of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. O God, by the light of the Holy Spirit, you have taught the hearts of your faithful. In the same Spirit, help us to know what is truly right and always to rejoice in your consolation. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So, step one, read. Lectio. In this first step, we are taking a bite of the scripture by reading a passage of scripture. Read the verses slowly, several times, listening with the ear of the heart. Some methods of Lectio Divina recommend reading the verses at least four times. It may even help to listen to the verses read either from an audio Bible or by another person, as we had Beck earlier. Is there a word or phrase that begins to stand out to you? The word or phrase that grabs your heart may not be the main idea of the passage. Listen and be open to how God wants to use his word to speak into your heart. Begin to repeat that word or phrase over and over slowly, soaking your heart in the words. And then move on to step two, reflect, meditatio. Spend some time chewing it over on the words or phrases God placed in your heart. Reflect and meditate on the words you heard in the scripture passage, attentive to what speaks to your heart. Sit in the silence and allow God the space to speak to you as you turn the words over in your mind. Ponder what these words mean for your life. What hope of encouragement do these words bring to you? What next step do you feel God asking you to take? And then step three, respond, oratio. Now savour the essence of God's word. Respond in prayer to what you heard from God and how the word spoke to your heart. Offer up a prayer of praise, thanksgiving or petition depending on how you're moved. Continue turning your word or phrase over and over in your mind. Share your heart with God in prayer, responding to his word. And then step four, rest, contemplatio. Finally, digest what God has spoken to you, embedding it deeply into your heart. Rest in God and contemplate his words for your life. Sit in the silence and just be with God for a few minutes. Open your heart to God's presence and allow his words to permeate your soul. You may want to write down your experience so you can see how God is moving in your life. Record the verse you used and what you heard God speak to your heart. Write down how these words apply to your life and how is God calling you to action in response. So let's recap this example for you and take away and pray today. You could open your Bible to Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41, we read, or your own chosen passage. Interestingly, today, the New Testament reading for the morning prayer is the second book of Peter, chapter 3, verses 8 to 13, which I found very provoking this morning. 2 Peter chapter 3, 8 to 13. But get comfortable and clear your mind for prayer, and then ask God to come into this time and speak to you through his word. Read the portion of scripture. Pause to listen for any words or phrases that caught your attention. Pause. Now read it again, slowly. Listen to each word, opening your heart to hear God. Reflect. Sit back. Close your eyes. Think about the word or phrase that seemed to catch in your heart as you read through this passage. From out of today's example, it could be the part of verse 38. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Or any other verse or section of a verse that calls to you. I did ponder why there were other ships present too and pictured them. Turn just these words over and over in your mind. Listen for what God wants to speak into your heart through these words. And respond. After you've reflected on these words and God's whispers to your heart, respond to him in prayer. Discuss with God what you've heard and how your heart feels led to respond. Is there purpose in the storm? Rest. Keeping your eyes closed and body relaxed, sit in the silence with God. Spend time in his presence, allowing his words and your responses to sink deeply into your heart. And so I conclude with a prayer. Lord God, you reveal yourself in each generation through word and sacrament, visions and songs, timeless knowledge and new discoveries. Open to us the pages of your truth, revealing treasures not less yet understood and wisdom forgotten. Challenge us with the call of your justice, the breadth of your love and the mystery of your will, igniting our hearts aflame to delight in your liberating truth through Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh among us. Amen.